Hello, I'm Tim and or Ted, and I would like to let you guys know about another podcast that both me and Ted feature in from the folk at Triadic Entertainment. We play Dungeons & Dragons on the podcast Dungeon Delvers. And there's more. Christmas week, we will be releasing a 5-episode special for Christmas. Just search Dungeon Delvers and you will find our Christmas special on Christmas week. You can find this on Anchor, iTunes, and wherever you find a good podcast. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. See you later.
You slurped your tea into the microphone then.
Yep. So did you.
Didn't I? I went off to one side. Hello and welcome to Brain Fart. I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Dashing Dale.
We're going to have to stop him giving himself a nickname.
All the these adjectives.
And today, we're going to be. I'm going to ask you all the question. What is wrong with the wizarding community? All right? I'm talking the Harry Potter wizarding community.
All right, here. Okay.
Specifically Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter wizarding community.
Well, they are wrong, but...
All right. But series of questions about it. The first one I'm going to ask you is, how have they not noticed they live in a totalitarian fascist state?
Okay, do you want to break that down a little bit?
All
right. The Ministries of Magic that we see, right? We see the English one in the Harry Potter series, and then in the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, we get a glimpse of the American one and the French one as well. And in all three of them, right, they have auras, which are secret police that go around.
The Gestapo.
They're the Stasi, yeah. They go around, they find people that aren't doing magic right, or find people that are doing magic illegally, and then they either imprison them without trial or execute them on the spot. That's the Stasi, right?
Yeah.
It's run by a singular person at the top, right?
Spanish Inquisition.
Right? Like the Minister of Magic basically has complete say over what goes on, and everyone's in total fear of him the whole time.
I like the idea of illegal magic. Yeah. Like, the aura's hunting him down, and there's just like one kid in his room that's like, oh, let me turn this box into a rat. Stop!
Expelliarmus!
Dead!
Then they hunt him down and send him off to a prison sentence for life for turning a rat into a box.
Yeah, effectively the... I would say Guantanamo Bay of prison, but it's supposed to be after Alcatraz.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I want to go with Guantanamo Bay.
Do you know what's always bothered me about one spell in the wizarding world of Harry Potter?
Okay.
That's the Accusio spell.
The bringing stuff towards you spell.
Can you do that with people?
Accio.
Yeah, Accio. If you were like, oh, this guy's committing crime, Accio this guy.
If it's unwilling.
It doesn't have to be sort of within sight.
Oh, no,
because well.
Harry...
Oh, yeah, he kills things from like...
He does his... When he's fighting the dragon, he summons his firebolt broom from the other side of the castle out of his room.
Oh, is that an Accio? Because I thought you could broom kind of like hold your hand out.
No, he Accio'd it.
Oh, okay. Maybe
it has to be either an object you're familiar with or an object you can
maybe
see.
Maybe he's attuned with his broom.
Because
a lot of...
Non-Harry Potter related magic, they have a thing where if you're attuned to an object, you're more likely to be able to summon it. It's like some wizardy books have it where if you're attuned to a location, you can teleport there as long as you know that location. So maybe it's something. Maybe it's attuned and or seen.
Well, for example, what if they got?
But could you do Accio's shoe and like trip him up?
Maybe, yeah. Well, you've got to be, if he's borrowed your shoes.
You can see his shoes because obviously you can move stuff that you can see. And so, if you just Accio a guy's shoes, he falls over.
I'll Wingardium Leviosa there once.
Yeah, but is this...
Expelliarmus Wingardium Leviosa.
No. Really, really narrow focus, right? Because a dude, Wingardium Leviosa, nutsack, right? And then he feels weird. Because the balls are blowing him.
Just a single testy.
Yeah. Really horrible, isn't it? It's just really awful.
Elevated testicle.
Right back in there.
So you can Accio things. Like, you see... Like,
Accio testicle? Why don't we do that one?
I think you have to assume that you can Accio like...
If you're something you're familiar with, what about an ex trying to get back at you?
Accio
towards you. I'm an other.
If you Accio towards them, then you can do that abracadabra spell.
Accio clothesline. Accio ex clothesline. But you see him Accio glasses and like keys and like that, like, you know, when they come, what if you like Accio car it just comes straight towards it, takes you up,
runs you over, like, is there a stopping point?
Do you reckon
they have control over it, and they're like, once they've said the spell, they're holding the spell, and then when it gets to a certain point they can release it,
like kind of a concentration,
yeah,
maybe.
Otherwise they are going to go Accio car and run themselves over, aren't they?
I say, however,
it's just literally flying, hurtling through the air.
Yeah.
I think the shock, you wouldn't release the spell. You'd be like, ah! Splat!
I don't think you have to keep concentration. I'm using Harry Potter evidence for this.
Okay.
Going back to the broom summoning in the dragon pit, he's having to wait a minute whilst the broom's on its way, and he's dodging the dragon. He's not concentrating too much on that broom, or is the broom just like, fuck, and he's Reaccio in every couple of seconds.
Your brain can concentrate on several things at once. Maybe you can hold the spell in your head. Well, yeah. I can't remember what book it is. There's a book that I read where they've got where they're trying to teach you
partitions
in your
brain.
Mind,
yeah,
where you can focus on one thing and then focus on a completely separate thing, and that makes the magic work.
That's actually a useful thing.
Hogwarts is a garbage place. That was one of our earlier episodes where we found out it's the worst school to attend.
But there is something it's not accurate, because when he's doing the training, you put your hand down and you shout up. Yeah, and obviously they get that, but I think if you're better with broomsticks and more attuned, you probably don't even have to say the word if you just
In the Harry Potter verse, there is wordless and wandless magic. So you can learn to do the spells, because if you watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, virtually nobody ever shouts out the name of a spell.
Yeah,
they always shout abracadabra. I know I'm saying that wrong.
Abracadabra.
But I'm doing it on purpose because it's too close to abracadabra.
Wand of Burning Hands.
Right. They always shout that, but pretty much every other spell. I mean, you never hear them shouting any other spell in Fantastic Beasts, I don't think.
Well, the story there, the idea is that they're actually shouting it in their head.
Yeah.
So as long as you've got the words in the head, they're taught as kids to say it out loud.
But it's wordless. And then I think Dumbledore gets to the point where he can do wandless, doesn't he? He can do certain spells without actually having his wand on.
Yeah.
Not all spells, but only certain ones.
I think the wordless magic is kind of important, because it has suffered from that, like, anime situation where, like, you shout out your move before you do it. Like, I was about to do that.
Yeah.
You can fully prepare for it. That's so if someone goes, like, spelling out, it's like, nope.
That's one of the many, many things that stresses me out about anime, is the fact that they go, ah, I see you have summoned your giant dragon. Well, in 3 moves' time, I'm going to summon my giant dragon-killing sword that is unstoppable. Fuck off, you bunch of villains. Write a better story.
All right.
Hate it.
Back on topic.
Yeah,
the auras.
The auras. They're the Stasi. They go around.
Yeah. I can't defend that.
But nobody knows. Nobody's realised.
Or nobody's talking about it.
Nobody knows that they are totalitarian.
Nobody's realised that they're living in this sort of fascist state. And no one's.
Yeah.
No one's cottoned on. No one's like, you can't travel outside of your own country without proper travel permits unless you use a port key. And the Ministry of Magic can deny you travel outside of your own country just on a whim.
They're very secretive with their magic. Is that because they're afraid of Muggles?
No.
No,
it's because they don't want Muggles to go to war with them.
Yeah, that's kind of.
But it's not so much. It's not so much.
There'll be
fear.
Heavy losses. Yeah, they're confident.
They know they'll win.
Yeah,
because the whole of the Fantastic Beasts trilogy. What did I say? Trilogy. It's going to be a 5-part thing, isn't it? I've been told. Is basically about the idea that one guy, Johnny Depp, wants to.
Grindelwald.
Yeah, Grindelwald. He wants to take magic into the foreground, and he wants to run the human world. He wants to use the humans as like house elves, and he wants the magic to be the dominant force on Earth. Because, and it's what's really funny, is his argument's real persuasive, because he uses the First World War as evidence that the humans are just shit.
Die fox.
and then he had a premonition, like a prophecy premonition, of the Second World War and of the nuclear atrocities done to Japan, and he had a premonition of that. And he uses that to persuade the wizards that it's not a good idea to let humans carry on as the way they're going, because they're far too destructive. And I watch it thinking,
I've got something here, right? We've got Dumbledore, and we've got Grindelwald, best friends at first, lovers?
There's rumours that they were lovers.
Yeah, no one, so
I don't know if J.K. Rowling's ever come out and said it, but they clearly were.
Yeah. Dumbledore was gay, though. That's canon.
It's really obvious in Fantastic Beasts 2 that they were more than just a couple of good friends.
And
they also killed his sister together.
This is less of a theory, more of a like, is it really? So we've got Dumbledore and Grindelwald, and we've got the wizards and the muggles. Are we watching X-Men?
It's very similar, isn't it?
Right? Yeah. Grindelwald is blatantly Magneto. He's like, no, wizards are great. Humans are shit. Like, let's better wizards.
Yep.
And Dumbledore's like, nah, we're cool. Like, wizards are great, but muggles are alright too. X-Men.
We need to find a harmony to live alongside the muggles.
Fuck it. I'm on point here.
Going on the long line of Dumbledore, when I first posed this question, I had a rant about his sudden shift in appearance, and we said that maybe it was over a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Because
20 years.
He's like in a really sharp suit.
Proper
nice beard, looking really suave, sophisticated, really casual and cool. And then all of a sudden, long beard, stupid wizard robe.
No, robes are very in now. Right. Robes and a hat, they just love it.
Right. It, what it happened was, I came to school and then went boop, 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 robes are good.
I boop, boop, boop to everyone and tell them that robes are cool. That's why all my students wear robes.
Inside, I'm secretly laughing.
Yeah.
So
16 years after the suit, after the first.
Yeah.
It's only 16 years after the first. Fantastic Beasts film that the flashback occurs where he flashes back to being the long bearded long.
Here we go. So we've got some potential fan fiction here where you got the 20 years in between and Dumbledore going through a process where he like ages because he has to, I don't know, come over some epic feat and like he has to use years of his life to get.
I think what it is that he's got he changes his appearance to lure in the wizard traditionalists.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
and that's how he gets them on his side against his ex-boyfriend Grindelwald.
Yeah,
excellent. But yeah.
Going back to the fascists, though, right?
Yeah,
they also have 100% control over the school.
Yep.
Right, and everything the school teaches, as proven in the Harry Potter books, by sending in that woman that makes him draw on his hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Which again,
drawing his hand on the Sharpie.
Torturing children. Yeah, not most kosher thing in the world. She also gets them to ban Defense Against the Dark Arts, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Right? Which means that they're now clipping and picking at what they can actually learn. There's no freedom of speech there. You're not allowed to say muggles are great or anything like that because that's slowly whittled away. You're not allowed to have your own independent thoughts because the auras come and you know.
Which is not unlike the Nazis.
Basically, what I'm postulating here is that the Ministry of Magic is the new Nazi party.
Yeah. And also, although it's kind of more integrated now.
And they have race. They have
the pure blood thing.
Pure blood thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
class.
I was getting at. Yeah. So even though they're like, oh no, half bloods and mud bloods, we don't call them that. Like, we're all cool, but they're still quite elitist. And the higher up in the Ministry of Magic there, a lot of them are probably all pure bloods. In fact, if not all of the heads of the.
Yeah, I would say they're all pure bloods, yeah.
And they're like, oh, pure bloods are better, so. All wizards are equal, but pure bloods are just more equal.
Yeah.
Totally animal farming, which is Nazis.
Yeah.
It's
you're right, they're all just Nazis. We should have been voting for Adolf Potter or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be rooting for Potter or any of the.
Does that make Grindelwald Churchill?
That makes Grindelwald Churchill, which means that technically in that world, the terrorist organisation, I'm going to give bunny rabbit ears here.
Yeah, is the resistance.
Is the Grindelwald is in fact rising up against the fascists.
Yeah.
So in fact, he's the good guy of the film.
Yeah.
Which is really sad because I love Eddie Redmayne. And I'm really sad that he's falling down on the wrong side of this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. As much as I like you, you're siding with fascists.
Yeah.
But Dumbledore's against all that. He is against the fascists. Like, maybe other wizards don't know, but he knows. He's on the know.
But he's a collaborator.
Yeah.
In what way?
In the way that he was. He's always been part of the school. Always been part of the ministry.
Yeah.
He's not changed anything Harry Potter was set in 1997, and Dumbledore was a teacher in the school between the two world wars. Right. So yeah, that's a long old period of time for him to have sort of slowly built up a like a resistance base,
like an army, maybe Dumbledore's.
Or just the Order of the Phoenix.
No,
The Order of the Phoenix actually was another secret organisation to fight down the resistance of Lord Voldemort.
That was
but was Voldemort also a good guy?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
all the bad guys are secretly good guys.
Yeah. The Order of Phoenix was another branch of the SAS. SAS, the SS.
But Voldemort was just because the enemy of my enemy does not make him my friend.
Oh, I've just had a realization that the Order of Phoenix is actually Hydra.
Oh, is it?
You kill off Dumbledore, and like loads of people stood up to take his place.
They did, yeah. You're right, yeah.
Well,
the thing is that no point during Dumbledore's tenure as a teacher / headmaster / important influential pureblood with lots and lots of money and wealth did anything change under his reign. Nothing changed. So therefore he was either a collaborator or a really, 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 really shit rebel.
Yeah, well he wasn't always like a decent guy. Like he, because he got the Elder Wand.
I'm guessing he got it from Grindelwald. Grindelwald's got it at the moment.
Yeah, but he did a lot of stuff on his quest to power. That's the image that we're given throughout the films, like the Harry Potter ones. That like, yeah, he seems like a decent guy now, but he was like, I was a bit of a ruffian in the past.
If you look at what he is in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, he's more just a manipulator rather than a bad person.
Yeah,
he just sort of gets other people.
Yeah, but is not Xavier also a manipulator? 100% pure class manipulator.
Yeah,
but when you've got the power of manipulation, that is his mutant power, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Dumbledore probably just sees himself as one man fighting against the thing. So yeah, he didn't change anything, but maybe he was just trying to make his Hogwarts a little bit better. Kind of like always, kind of when Harry came in, just giving him these little kind of hints and tips and stuff like that. I think Dumbledore was a bit of an exacerbator as well. Kind of like, this child, he's kind of like grooming to kind of defeat Voldemort in a sense.
Yeah, but if we established that Voldemort is fighting against the Ministry, who is the fascist state, then Voldemort is part of the Freak Resistance.
No, he's not fighting against the Ministry, because the Ministry's on his side.
Well, Voldemort's.
Voldemort's side.
The first time round.
Yeah, like, when he... Because...
The first time
round. Like, half of them are like Death Eaters.
Yeah,
and like they're literally and they're purebloods as well.
He was fighting for eugenics, wasn't he? He was fighting for purebloods only.
Yeah,
so that would have been the equivalent of a totalitarian state fighting a totalitarian state. That is,
I'm the bigger Nazi.
Yeah, that is Nazis fighting other Nazis.
How would Voldemort do against Grindelwald? I haven't seen any of the Fantastic Beasts stuff, but Grindelwald looks like a badass.
Grindelwald and Grindelwald aren't allowed to.
No, they're not allowed to fight, but Voldemort and
Voldemort. Grindelwald is way more powerful, at least from what I've read / seen, because obviously I haven't seen the films, so I don't know what you get to see in the films from Voldemort's perspective, but Voldemort spent, 7 years as a slimy ghost man?
Yeah, gets killed by a kid.
then he comes back as a full-blown human, and then...
Grindelwald
knows. Yeah, and then gets killed by a kid. He lost a game of Where's Your Nose to a child, by the way. They're just
I don't know.
I got your nose. but yeah, so, and then he dies. You don't really see any great power from him. You see it from his followers.
Yeah.
Whereas at the beginning of Fantastic Beasts 2, you see Grindelwald. He was shapeshifted into the look of an aura. He then causes a massive storm, uses the storm to lightning blast auras out of the sky on their brooms. He murders like 5 people. He blows open a magically sealed carriage sealed by the ministry, the actual ministry in America, steals a guy out, kills a guy in it, steals some other shit. He does a whole load of big explosion death things literally in the first 10 minutes of the film, demonstrating he's got shitloads of power. And not just shitloads of power, but
powerful wand.
He's also a master manipulator. He didn't have the wand at the time. That's what he was fighting to get, I think.
Right.
But he was also a master manipulator because he convinced one of his guards to switch places with him, and he shapeshifted into the guard, and the guard shapeshifted into him.
Did he have a special helmet that so he wouldn't get manipulated himself?
I think he did, yeah.
A bit on the nose there. Yeah, use that in the background. What makes you think that nobody notices that fascism?
Because they're all just going along with it.
Everybody seems to think that it's like a democracy, don't they?
Nobody ever questions it.
Yeah, it's almost like they're afraid to question it, as if they don't put the flag out at the right time.
Generally, as a rule, the films slash books that I've seen has a scene where they end up in the ministry having to defend themselves, and the ministry always does whatever the ministry wants. But that's the closest you ever get to seeing an active resistance against what the ministry's wishes.
So, wizards are fascist and totalitarian. Why else are we? What else is wrong with them?
They're just ignorant of Muggle society
how they've managed to coexist alongside humans and not know about technology. Now, I was speaking to someone else about this, and they said there's a theory that tech doesn't work around magic.
Yeah.
Right. But again, I call bullshit for this reason. Right? You ready? Ready for the reason? Some of them are mudblood.
Yeah.
If you've spent 10, 11 years, I've got a 10-year-old, right? He knows technology. He knows cars, phones, computers. He knows apps. He knows websites. He knows all that sort of shit. If he then goes to secondary school and forgets all that shit, by the time he leaves secondary school, that's a bad secondary school.
Yeah, what makes you think they forget about tech?
Because no one knows. There's a whole department in the Ministry of Magic called the Misuse of Muggle Artifacts, and people in there don't know what they're for, and they just enchant them to do stupid shit. Boom. Lawyers.
What is the purpose of a rubber duck?
Exactly.
It's a rubber duck.
Exactly.
Like, but that...
Idiots. They are fucking idiots.
That's ridiculous, though. Not knowing what a rubber duck does. Like, what... What do they have in the bath? Do they have magical rubber ducks?
Actual ducks.
What does a rubber duck actually do?
In the wizard world, it's your bar of soap.
Oh, okay.
It can never sink to the bottom of the bath, so you have to look for it. It's always just floating.
Yeah, that'd be useful.
It swims over to you when you want it, and you can rub yourself down with the duck.
You're like wizard kids in the bath, just being really sad.
The question is, did we get the rubber duck idea from wizards?
You need something to float on the water.
Yeah.
Because physics.
The rubber duck originally, as daft as it sounds, was invented as a soap holder.
Oh, right, okay.
That's why you can still get them now, where they've got the little crevice.
You put your
bar of soap in it, and so you don't lose your soap and it doesn't dissolve in your bath.
I love that as a kid. You get the soap and you put it in your hands, and you just squeeze it and it flies up and then goes in the bath, and you're going through the bubbles trying to find the bar of soap. Yeah. That was so much fun as a kid.
Yeah.
Like a rubber duck. fuck a duck.
Fuck a rubber duck.
That's my quote of the day.
Hot tip of the day: fuck a rubber duck.
So wizards are just ignorant of tech.
They're ignorant of the Muggle world in general. Even in the Grindelwald's era, he's explaining to them like the World War and stuff, and they still seem a little bit. Really, there was a war.
What's a tank?
How can you live on a planet and have half your... Well, maybe not half your society, but if you say even just one third of your society come from that world and not know about that world.
Yeah.
And they interact with it on a daily basis as well. Because, they have to get places, so they must go past cars.
Yeah.
They have a bus.
Of course.
They have a bus.
Magic bus, but still a bus.
But it's still a fucking bus, so they know the concept.
Fast bus.
They know the concept of bus.
Probably doesn't have take petrol.
No, it doesn't take petrol now.
Just stick the wand in where it goes and just like, yes, just fill it up with a bit of magic here.
It wouldn't be really funny if it was. And the reason that the greenhouse gases were so big is we have a whole second society just burning petrol because they don't know what it's for.
I love the fact that there's a spell. Maybe that's why our petrol and oil prices go. It's just a Crucio oil barrel.
Maybe off the Gulf of America somewhere.
Yeah.
When that oil rig felt got a crack. Someone was trying to bring the oil across to them.
Yeah.
But they're so ignorant of Muggle world now, and we're not talking about the Fantastic Beast stuff. I would love to see this, a wizard being like, coming up against a muggle, be like, get my wizard out, and then the guy just shoots him.
Yeah.
Bang, I didn't know you could do that. This blood? Boof.
See, the funny bit then is that the guy with the gun pulls out his wand and goes a Crucio bullet. I believe you got my property. Crucio
bullet.
Crucio, I'm sticking with it.
Sabutio.
Sabutio bullet.
Ah, it just wobbles around inside.
Just flicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole world is wrong.
It is.
The whole Harry Potter world is wrong.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, I think the whole world is wrong, but that's a different episode.
I want to find out where they draw the line between magical monsters and non-magical monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously
magic wands are just bigger and kind of scarier.
Yeah, but they're not always.
No. The
I know.
I'm going to say Pickett is the little stick insect guy that can pick locks.
Yeah.
He's a little stick insect guy that can pick locks.
He's not magic. He just can pick locks.
He's just a little stick insect that can pick locks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's fairly sentient as well.
Yeah,
fairly,
that's the thing.
Fairly switched on. The Niffler is just like a little...
That reminds me of Futurama. Just thinking, Niffler.
Yeah. It's basically like a duckbill platypus, isn't it?
Yeah, that steals stuff.
That steals gold and puts it in its pouch.
Yeah, it's like a duckbill magpie.
Duckbill magpie, but with a TARDIS pouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's... I think what separates them is the fact, like, a bit of sentience and stuff. Like purpose. Like, animals are bare instincts. And they, you know, they do what they have to.
Yeah, but
this duck-billed magpie doesn't have to steal gold. It serves no purpose. It just goes around stealing gold.
Yeah, but so do magpies, is my point there.
Yeah, they do. They like shiny things.
They do like shiny things.
Yeah. That's so, I could like the idea that...
Magpie is a magical beast.
And some of the creatures... actually served like a proper purpose, because the first Fantastic Beast, he was trying to send some sort of
griffin thing,
multiple winged griffin thing that can produce storms over to Nevada. To Water Nevada, because everyone needed a giant water and can't fix it. But it knew that its purpose was to go and create storms, and it knew that Newt was taking it to create storms.
Right, so
some of them are... have a purpose and know they have a purpose as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what defines them.
Well, the wizard that was first cataloguing magical beasts, the first Newt Scamander,
yeah,
he'd come across the magpie and think, oh, it's just like that duckpill platypus.
Magical.
Yeah, magical. Magpies. No, Muggles aren't allowed magpies no more. Not allowed to know about magpies.
Hide all the magpies.
Exactly.
Maybe it's just number of species. They only define the ones that are magical as the ones that they can hide. Just like, there's only four of them. Yeah, magical.
They're not
waiting. Maybe the dodo is magical. We just don't know about it.
maybe.
Oh, this tastes delicious. Maybe this tastes magical.
So the dodo is the wizard's version of chicken.
Yeah.
Does that mean that they stopped at dodo? And I'm not going to taste that other bird over there.
No, they didn't.
Look at the way it's clucking.
It doesn't
what fried stick insect tastes like. Come on, pick it.
It doesn't taste quite as magical, chicken, does it? They tried it once, but ugh, not for me.
It's not quite dodo.
But then they ran out of dodos.
Did they? We don't know.
Oh, I know, they could be gone.
There might not be. There might be loads of dodos left.
Yeah.
They're just being hoarded.
Galapagos tortoises as well, because apparently they taste really nice.
Apparently. It took ages for them to get recorded, didn't it? Crew kept eating them.
So they kept trying to bring them back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Eat them on the way.
Yeah. They come with their own bowl.
It's fair, yeah. Any animal that comes with its own bowl.
Deserves
to be it's fair game as far as I can see.
Oh, I need more bowl animals. I don't eat me. What is there a way to detect? Is there something, you know, maybe that's how they can define it?
They monitor all wands, don't they? Ministry.
They monitor all wands and what spells come out of those wands.
That's just some guys at a screen, like how they imagine the... What's the people that listen to conversations?
Oh, GCHQ in the UK.
GCHQ, what's it in America?
I don't know what it's called. NSA.
NSA.
Yeah.
So those kind of people... So I'm picturing that. So it's just some guys kind of like... just looking at all the wands ever. Like, oh, red light.
Yeah, wands gone off. Because that's how they were tracking Harry in the later ones, wasn't it?
So they're monitoring all the wands. That's 100% George Orwell style surveillance system.
Yeah. So they must have a way to detect magic.
So that might be a way to detect what a magical beast. So we're like, this one's
maybe they emit a magic.
So is there in the wizarding world?
Do we define it? Do they have one muggle as in a cage somewhere? They just feed him, and they just show him creatures, and he goes, weird wizard creature. That was magic. What about this one? That's a magpie. All right, that's a magpie. What about this one? It's eating gold. Right, that's a wizard magic.
I'm gonna go for an angel here. I'm like, is that like a version of fancy or fuck off?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that's just one guy. Just one guy's decision. Like, magical, not magical.
I like the idea that in the wizarding world, there's a book of Muggle animals.
Yeah.
Fantastical Muggles and where to find them.
bland Muggle animals and where to find them.
Yeah.
The chicken, usually served in Tesco's.
Yeah. It's natural habitat.
Statistically, you'll find more of them in Tesco's than you will anywhere in the wild.
That's probably through, like feral chickens.
Feral chickens.
Just go around wrestling other chickens to the ground, stealing their money.
Yeah,
well, like, that's all I've learned anything from Zelda, which is everything I know. Chickens are, can kill you.
Yeah, chickens are like a swarm, aren't they? You kick one,
that's it, you're dead.
Although if I've learned anything from Fable,
yeah,
kicking chickens is one of my favourite contests in the world. Step right up for chicken kicking.
I remember when I first found that, and I was so surprised by it. Because I just kicked a chicken and I got an award. I'm like, oh, all right. I didn't know I could kick a chicken.
I'm treated for this. I'm going to kick more chickens.
So and I kicked it down the path and I was just kicking the same chicken. And then I found this little setup of a chicken kicking competition. I thought, like, oh, what? I fucking love this game.
I'm real good at this.
I've been practicing all the way here.
Yeah, it's good fun.
It is. Right. Anything else to say about Wizards?
You both looked at me then. And
yeah, well, you're the most angry about Wizards.
What's wrong with the Wizarding World?
I have.
How would you fix Wizards?
Oh, me?
That's a good one.
Euthanasia.
Yeah, I do that.
Add them all up, pop them into a cabinet.
Everyone's magic or no one's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know the rules. Kill a wizard, become a wizard. Oh, no.
Yeah, what if you did drink all of Dumbledore's memories? Do you get all of his magic powers as well?
I would hope so.
I would.
Also,
could you suck the magic out of people?
you just literally referenced a different podcast there as if we'd carried it on as a continuation. Because the drinking the memories was in the thing that we just recorded.
It wasn't. We didn't even.
Was it?
That was off mic, wasn't it?
No, that was in.
That was in.
We are not people.
We are not people.
Future podcast coming up.
Yeah,
coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the idea that we'd drink his
memories.
Yeah, that what do they call it?
I can't remember.
Bowl of memories.
Silver bowl of memory shit.
Yeah, everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, we were going to skull that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Do you get, because you get all his knowledge of how to make the spells.
I would imagine you get all, because you'd get all of his knowledge, wouldn't you?
And if yeah.
If he's put all of his knowledge in there. Is that why he's a doddery old man? He doesn't remember anything in his actual head. He has to go put his finger in that dish.
Maybe.
He's just like, hello, Harry. How are you doing today?
Harry?
He just keeps the bare essentials in his head, like how to walk, how to breathe, where the toilet is.
The reason he's always got his arms folded is because inside his coat he's just got loads of little vials with different people's memories in them.
Like, his sleeves.
Yeah.
Fire!
Oh, how do I cast this spell? Which one was it? Was it when I was 10? I don't remember.
Hold on, let's call them all.
So you would fix them with euthanasia?
No, you can't fix it with euthanasia. What you'd need to do is you'd need to go into the wizarding world as a wizard, because I couldn't fix it, but you'd have to...
Start a cult.
You'd have to change the administration through social disobedience.
Yeah.
That is the only way to bring down an establishment, is social disobedience. If everybody agrees a thing is right, nothing will ever change. What you need is for enough people to agree a thing is wrong before change can be enacted.
Yeah.
What? I went serious then for a second.
Yeah, no,
boobs, fart, that kind of thing.
Tits. Poo.
I feel better now.
I'm just going back to sell out the human race, let the wizards rule.
Sell out hard.
Yep.
One day.
Nope.
So that's
Grindelwald got it right. Dumbledore. Voldemort.
Grindelwald was the good guy. Yeah. If I had a choice between being ruled by Grindelwald, and because he said he had no problem about like interracial marriages, like he wanted humans and muggles, because he was for that, you know, because the Ministry are against that. That's illegal in the magic world. You're not allowed to even be in a relationship with a muggle.
So how does that make like half bloods?
Half-bloods are spontaneous aberrations.
Really?
Yeah, no, because it's explained in Fantastic Beasts that the half-bloods, like both Hermione's parents, were muggles.
Yeah, he's a mudblood.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Harry's a half-blood because his mum is a mudblood. His dad was from a wizarding family.
His dad was from the Potter family. His mum was a mudblood.
Yeah, but because she was magical, she was allowed to do magic.
Yeah.
And then that's how you got the half-blood.
Yeah, yeah. But... Yeah, no. At least in the Fantastic Beasts era, it is 100% illegal, and that's why one of the lead characters joins Grindelwald towards the end of the film. Spoiler alert! That's right. So after the spoiler.
Well, I'm surprised you said it.
I always say it. I always say it after the spoiler though, so that everyone knows that it's been. Also, the weird kid is Dumbledore's brother.
Dad.
Nah, you see, bigger brother.
Spoiler. Dad.
Dad. Brother.
Yeah, she joins because she wants to marry the human guy from the first film. But she can't because it's illegal to even be in a relationship with him. It's illegal for him to even remember she exists. Genuinely.
Wow.
It's so illegal for humans to know about the magical world that they do the memory removal curse.
Yeah, can you...
Obliviate.
Obliviate, yeah.
So if you wanted... if you were a wizard and to marry Muggle, could you be Obliviate? Oh, can I just not and then I can...
No.
You know, go Muggle?
No, because you're still magic.
Yeah. You're still magic. You will be confined to Azkaban. Genuinely, it's an Azkaban prison sentence because that's what she's afraid of. She's afraid of an Azkaban prison sentence. And then Grindelwald says, "If you want to marry him, fine. You want to fuck him, fine, because it'll produce magical children, right? It's just that he will be a second class citizen. He will have less rights than the wizards because the wizards are all powerful."
Yeah. So you would fix wizards by selling out the human race hard.
Yeah, and I'd go start with Grindelwald, and then I'll probably join Voldemort as well.
Yeah.
And have the best of the best wizards.
Right. Ruling it. Voldemort and Grindelwald.
I imagine Grindelwald probably dies.
Is a bit of a product of his upbringing as well. I think if he had Grindelwald as like someone to look up to rather than Dumbledore, I think Voldemort would be like, right.
I think he kind of did though, didn't he?
Sort of, because he was pure blood only.
Yeah,
but he didn't have Grindelwald. Like Grindelwald was maybe a bit of an example, I suppose.
Yeah, because Grindelwald is considered a criminal.
Yeah.
By the thing because of his extremist views. So.
Would that fix wizards joining them?
No, right, because if you then got no other society to compare them to, then yeah, they're fixed, aren't they?
Just by proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you kill all the humans, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, then the
wizards, kill all humans,
wizards have got no one to fight. Grindelwald's got no need for us.
Yeah, I'm fully on board. I'll help them.
I would go with fancier hats.
Fancier hats.
Yeah. Like, the wizards competing to get the fanciest hat. We would be throwing out all of the kind of... totalitarian stuff, and it would be become more unique. People trying to make the most unique hat. There'd be two.
How would that fix wizards?
I don't.
You know what? I think I figured out how to fix wizards.
Okay. Right. And fancy hats is not it.
Fancy hats
is definitely not it.
I'm totally for it. Big, huge Sunday hat.
I don't understand how that makes them less ignorant of Muggle world.
Well, there would be less like infighting and more kind of comparing hats.
Yeah, but. How does that make them less ignorant of the Muggle world?
Well,
how does that make them, yeah?
Because that's just wizards, again, competing against wizards for the fanciest hat.
Well, like Ted said, I don't think it... it's bullshit. They can't be that ignorant. I think it was just a proxy, because they were around them all the time.
It's a story cop-out, is what it is. It's lazy writing.
Someone being a just... I think he's in a dead-end job. I think that's what it is. I think, put him in this made-up division, and he's a fucking dumb fuck. Yeah. He doesn't know. It's just him in an office, like, rubber fucking duck? And everyone else is like, he doesn't know what fucking rubber duck does.
I think it was her attempt at humour. I think when she was writing it, she was like, I need to inject some humour into this story.
This guy,
it's getting a little bit dark. Let's have a guy who doesn't know about rubber ducks. That's funny.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah, that's so. Story cover. They're not that ignorant. They can't be. They had a whole thing with Muggles. They know Muggles.
I would instigate the power scale spectrum thing that they used in the Unseen University in the Terry Pratchett world.
All right,
Dead Man's Boots. If you want to get promoted, you have to go through Dead Man's Boots. So that every wizard is so afraid to use magic because they don't want to be killed by the wizard below them that no one uses magic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because it worked in the Unseen University. No one in the Unseen University ever used magic because it was too dangerous. Because as soon as you revealed how good you were at magic, the guy below you would probably try and kill you.
Yeah.
Right, because this
Dead Man's Boots.
This is... Alright, I changed my answer, yeah? Because this is clearly X-Men. I would get that one wizard that's anti-magic and use that to create a cure. Cure for wizarding. Yeah. You take his blood, inject it into the other wizards, force it upon them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the other way with that.
Okay.
Because if you can create an anti-magic vaccine.
You make everyone magic.
Yeah. And then no technology will work.
Everyone's magic or no one.
Everyone's ignorant of the Muggle world because there aren't any Muggles anymore.
Yeah, well obviously...
I've sold out the human race again.
You just want to be magic.
I would sell out. If they gave me the option, right, you've got to go around and sell out the human race. You've got to kill them all, but we can make you magic.
I'd
be like...
Snap.
Sorry, I'm just taking the vaccine now, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I've already done it, mate. I've killed three on the way here.
I think yours would be easier to to go to a muggle and be like, bit of this, your magic. They'd be like, fucking magic, right on. But to get a wizard, be like, nothing. Oh, wait.
Trank guns. Just,
just like in X-Men.
Yep.
Get all the auras, yeah, because they're badass, to just go around tranking with vaccines to all the wizards, and then they just turn it on themselves. And
you know they wouldn't, though. You know there'd be one. Tim.
Hello.
He has the auras that would then become the only wizard, and thereby... But the thing is the reason it wouldn't work with that is because of the aberration, the muggle-born wizards. If you made everyone...
Yeah, you'd have to have a dedicated death squad, or go my way and go make everybody a wizard.
Everyone who's born, again.
Because even then, you still get...
everyone who's born...
Gets tested.
A little bit.
But then
done. That's part of your baby vaccine.
It would also solve the problem the other way of the squib. The wizards born without magic. You can just suddenly inject them with magic.
That's what it is. It's fixed them. The squib blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is X-Men.
So
squib blood.
So what have we learnt today?
We have learnt that the wizards are wrong on every single level, and nothing about their world is good.
That's not true. There's got to be something.
Magic.
Yeah, apart from the magic, but even that's a bit lame, isn't it? You got to have your wand on.
The outfits.
Well, most of the outfits are just 1920s in Fantastic Beasts or 1990s in Harry Potter. I lived through the 90s, not 20s, and the outfits there weren't great.
I don't know. I'm on board with the robes.
Fancy hats.
To be fair, he does look really
cool, doesn't he? Right, he always looks so mellowed out.
I think it's the robes that made him such a chilled headmaster. Just like, yeah, man. He should fucking try robes.
All the teachers there just go, why has he stopped wearing suits? Why is he just coming out in his pyjamas all of a sudden?
Is he wearing underwear? I don't think he is. It's junk dangling.
Accusio gust.
Rope flies up. We have learned.
Happy birthday, Mr. Potter. Anyway.
We've learned that... wizards are not ignorant to muggles. That's bullshit.
It's got to be bullshit.
That's a story.
That is definitely bullshit.
Yeah, and all wizards are Nazis. Grindelwald's a good guy, and everybody should be a wizard.
Yep. Most importantly, we have learned that Harry Potter is X-Men.
It is
definitely X-Men.
Well, in that case, hope you enjoyed learning that with us, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.